Throughout his career, Fay Jones designed and built nearly 100 residences in Kentucky, Massachusetts, Florida, Tennessee, Virginia, Texas, California, and many in Arkansas. But one of the very first houses he designed and constructed was his own, on the crest of a forested mountain in East Fayetteville in the mid-50s. The project was initially called Hill One North. He also designed award-winning chapels, as well as offices, bathhouses, camp facilities, a medical clinic, botanical garden, pavilions, retreats, even a boathouse and dock. Fay Jones loved the outdoors and, as an architect, sought to bring the outside inside. Greg Herman is an associate professor in the Fay Jones School of Architecture at the University of Arkansas, Fayetteville.
Well, Fay would describe his work as organic, natural, of the earth. Of its time, generally earth-hugging, low, comfortable, and soothing.
Professor Herman's also an award-winning architect and teacher, a three-time recipient of the Mott Outstanding Teacher Award, but he's also active in a number of service organizations, most notably on the board of City Build Consortium of Schools, which is facilitating community building in Katrina-devastated New Orleans. And he's making sure Fay Jones' residence will never fall into disrepair.
Looking around, you can see that it's stone, native stone from the area. Typically, there are ledges, as you would find in nature. And the wood, you'll see applied vertically in the position that it grows. That's very much a Frank Lloyd Wright legacy. And I would say that it has more overt modern components than some of the houses that we associate with his more mature style. And this house suffuses the best of both of those worlds. What he learned in the education of modern architecture, and also what he took from his time at the Taliesin Fellowship and his life, his few years with Frank Lloyd Wright.
We're sitting upstairs in the dining room of the 2,000-square-foot, two-story home, yet you can see all the way to the master bedroom. A massive stone fireplace is the centerpiece. Lots of windows provide views of the pine, oak, and Chinese bamboo forest outside. There are no curtains here, and several exits lead to a wraparound deck. Professor Herman says although the home was clearly an experiment and some of the details were provisional, it's still in good condition. A few problems are apparent. Water leaks are visible on the ceiling, as is some checking. But when he discovered the ornate upper deck railing was falling off, he saw an opportunity to help Fay Jones' widow, Gus, and a teaching opportunity.
There is no complete set of drawings in existence on this house. In other words, when Fay built this house, he built it largely from sketches and coming on site and talking to the contractors and the craftspeople. There are a number of drawings in the Fay Jones Archive and the special collections at the university. Ellen Compton was very gracious in making that available to us and was really a partner in this all the way. Some drawings suggested a house slightly different from this one. So it was clear to us that there were really no complete drawings on this house, surprisingly. I think what happened was that Fay had intended to do so and just got caught up in life and got caught up in other projects. So it became our task to produce a full set of documents on the house. We produced them under the auspices of the Historic American Building Survey, or HABS for short, which is part of the National Park Service in Washington. The 11 students and I worked on the set of drawings intensively for 9 weeks. We submitted it to their annual competition for the best set of historic documentation of a historic building in the country. And to our surprise, we won first prize.
The Historic American Building Survey began as a Depression-era federal program for architects and draftsmen. to document significant buildings before they disappeared. Although the Jones residence is on the National Register of Historic Places, Habs officials were glad to include it. The Habs Peterson Prize Competition provides a $3,000 cash award, certificates to all the students, and a great mark on their resumes, including Addison Bliss, a fifth-year architecture student. He took us downstairs to Faye Jones' studio called The Grotto.
The most striking thing about this house is coming into this grotto and seeing this boulder becoming one of the walls of the house. It's kind of the most interesting thing that I thought. It's not only organic in sort of the way that he likes to incorporate nature into his projects, it's also organic in the way in which he plans a project. If he finds something interesting on the site that he'd like to integrate into the final and the realization of the project, he just leaves it. And so when you walk into this grotto space, you're confronted by this boulder that is the space.
Back in the 50s, when workers were excavating the foundation, they ran into a rock bluff. But rather than blasting it away, Faye Jones kept it, enclosed it in glass, and installed an indoor garden and trickling waterfall around it. A door exits the studio beneath a cantilevered upper concrete deck, which provides a nice shelter from the elements. But that deck also held standing water, repeatedly rotting away Faye Jones' hand-built cedar board and batten balustrade. He even tried to design a fix for it, but nothing worked. That is until Addison Bliss designed a solution.
What we did was we pulled it away. So we came up with a flashing technique, a technique to keep the water out of the detail that covers both the structure and the guardrail. So when the water falls off of the concrete slab, it falls in between and down below.
It's raining this morning, and you can see that Bliss's copper flashing and aluminum spacers draw water off the deck down the cedar wood onto the stone walkway below. Faye Jones would be really pleased. White River Woods donated materials along with help from Nabholz Construction. Tim LaTourette, the architecture school shopminder, facilitated repairs. Working with Addison Bliss was Chloe Costello. She's a third-year architecture student interested in sustainable design.
I was working on the documentation mainly. I helped coordinate the drawings. We had different sections. We had the plans of the house. We had the site plan. The sections of the house, which are more of seeing it in like the floors, the first floor, the second floor. Then we had details of the house, so that was concerning the furniture, the the lamps. One of the things about the house is that it has all different lamps that Faye designed.
Costello said she and her colleagues took lots of field notes and produced the drawings back in their class studio on computer. Joey Weishar, who's also in his third year, said it was an honor to work on the home.
But we did have quite a bit of fun measuring and there's so much to measure that it would just be like days on your hands and knees crawling around the house.
Any surprises? Did you discover anything that was not discovered here that the family wasn't aware of?
There were photographs of Faye with Frank Lloyd Wright that we found, and some of his old like war records that I'm not sure if the family knew because they were just so tucked back.
Personal photographs slid into crevices and cracks, purposely placed for some future person to find? Hard to say. Anyway, Joey Weishar says Faye Jones' work would totally fit in today's architectural movement.
I mean, for sure he would be, I think, a big proponent of the sustainability movement because his work is so natural and it draws on very local materials and just sources of inspiration. And sometime down the line, it'll be gone and someone else could use the site.
Although it's not likely this place will ever be allowed to dissolve. Professor Greg Herman.
Well, the Jones family still lives in the house. They're still living here and deciding on the future of the house. We're hoping that the School of Architecture and the University of Arkansas will be able to play a role in the future of the house and the future stewardship of the house, that we can develop a legacy program with this house in some way in the future.
Given the historic importance of the Faye and Gus Jones residence in the Ozarks, This precious home will likely someday become a public architectural pilgrimage, like Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin in Wisconsin. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.